You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Day that Kohen comes and visits the problem that arose, that is called leprosy, Sarat. So Gemara says, when he says Bayom, that means sometimes he's permitted to do it, sometimes he's not permitted to do it. He says on that day. He should say you go and check it. So Gemara says, what is the day? So let's say Chatan at Sheva Berachot. They're having, you know, big feast and a lot of guests. So he goes like this. Hey! The Chatan, he says, there has a Sarat. So now, So now, see, the Torah says the Kohen is not permitted to check the Chatan. Why?
Because
because if it's really a kosher Sarat, so then they have to take him out of Los Angeles.
So for how long is
it? I'm sorry?
Till
after Sheva Berachot, at least 7 days, he'll be in peace with his wife, and he will not go to the pain of the Chatan. You know this Chatan? Chatan has Sarat. But the point here is, we know, what do we know? Isn't that something? But this is a very complex matter, but we know Chatan. What's the special thing about the Chatan? Mechaperim lo et kol avonotav. Mechaperim lo et kol avonotav. Chatan that is under the chupa. That's it. Where did this come from? Mechaperim lo et kol avonotav. They delete all his avonot. All of a sudden, you say, "Wow, look at this." So now, the answer is very simple. So we see here, he said Lashon Hara about his mother-in-law. Zut Shuruka, right away.
But it says...
No, because it never happens. Never happens. Chas v'shalom, such a thing would not happen. But the point is, the point here is, no, really, chatam mechaperim lo kol avonotav. Where did this sarat came about? So now, whatever he did, it's a very, very unbelievable thing. So now here, it's a very beautiful insight, and it is Yom HaKippurim, we all fast, right? We go through so much tefillot, so much vayavorim, 26 vayavorim, Yom HaKippurim, long fast. What happens on Yom HaKippurim? Well, lifnei Hashem, titaru. So what does that mean? Lifnei Hashem, titaru. So now even Yom HaKippurim, it's only will delete the problems that you have with your responsibility toward Hashem. So lifnei Hashem. But what's it called? Bein Adam Lechavero. Whatever that you go through with another Yehudi, it's not going to delete. So even Yom HaKippurim, it's only can solve the problems that we have if we do teshuvah, if we are regretting whatever that we did between us and responsibility with Hashem. But if I have matters between another Yehudi, it's not going to delete. So now, which is greater, Yom HaKippurim or become a Chatan? Which one? Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim. It's a mitzvah, direct command from the Torah. So now if we see Yom HaKippurim would not take care of the matters between you and your fellow Jew, more so the Chatan. Of course, Chatan, but still, we see even a Chatan could be afflicted by the Sarah. Yeah. So that's how delicate the matter here is. And not only that, something that people forget, and that is why somebody gets the sign. How does he get the sign? Right? But how all of a sudden this appears? How does it appear? All of a sudden? Who gives the sign, this warning? Who? Ah, so that means Hashem knows that you're saying the Lashon Hara. Is that true? But I don't think many people realize this, that when they say Lashon Hara, Hashem knows. Now if you think about it, unless, you know, if you knew that Hashem knows, right now I'm saying Lashon Hara, then they would not say. Now, of course, this visa is not the visa is not accepted. But the point of matter here is, it's an unbelievable thing. Hashem knows. In such a unbelievable denial, that people not just, you know, say whatever they like. And here, the message here is that you have to be very cautious. That, you know, right away. Even though that we don't get the sign today, but it's underneath, it's there. It's not visible, but it's there. And even a Hatan, Chas v'Shalom, is so severe that there is no discount here. That he is, even on his Sheva Berachot, might be warned, you know, watch out. Don't rely on being a Melech and a Hatan, and thinking, you know, Mechapel Tavonotav. And that's not true. The matters between one and his fellow Jew, it's a very, very strict thing, and we have to be very, very cautious. Hashem Yisakenu, Bezat Hashem Yidbarach, Shinizkeh V'Yeshuot B'Solom.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.